Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
We couldn't cut expenses fast enough to keep up with the decline in revenue. We have sold our 170-acre retreat center. We have not produced the Glory of Easter. We will probably not be doing the Glory of Christmas this year. And we've laid off numerous employees. Services here at the church will continue. Our television program will continue. Our Feeding the Homeless will continue. Our school here will continue as is.
That's John Charles, spokesman for the Crystal Cathedral. It was announced yesterday and today that this famous mega church out in Garden Grove, California, is seeking bankruptcy protection, filing for bankruptcy. Their revenue down, well, in 2008, it was about $30 million that the church brought in, went down about $8 million in the next year. And as you heard John Charles say, they simply could not cut fast enough to keep up with the loss of their revenue. What's happened to this one-time most influential megachurch in the United States, some might even say in the world? We're going to be talking about that live this Tuesday afternoon, October the 19th. We're about the first half hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Rod Zwanitzer will be with us to discuss the bankruptcy of the Crystal Cathedral. Then Pastor Jeremy Rode will join us. We're going to talk about pastoral care for former evangelicals. He talks about injured souls and making fine distinctions and giving, well, you know, what a lot of people think are the weaknesses of the historic Christian church. It's liturgy, it's sound doctrine and preaching. He says are the real strengths for ministering to the wounded souls of former evangelicalism. Then Pastor Paul McCain will be with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We continue Reformation Week here on the program. We'll be talking about the presence of God, the means of grace. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet @issuesetc, or you can post a question or a comment on the presence of God, the means of grace, for the second hour of the program during this Reformation Week here on Issues Etc. at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Pastor Rod Zwanitzer is pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Dearborn, Michigan. He has a degree in marketing, spent 13 years as a marketing executive, and is author of the book Testing the Claims of Church Growth. Rod, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
As a former marketing executive, how do you see the bankruptcy filing of the Crystal Cathedral?
Well, if you look at it strictly from a marketing angle, it would easily appear that their marketing plan is a disgrace and in shatters, because marketing prides itself on its ability to change to a fast-moving situation that's in flux. And so we talk about a marketing mix of product, price, promotion, and the place where you transfer your product or service to customers. And so from what I've heard about this event, Todd, at least two of those, if not three, are in real suspect as to poor management. I've heard that they felt that the recession really caught them by surprise and was the major contributor to this declaration of bankruptcy. So that would tell me that, you know, they should have known about that, prepared themselves, and they saw the indicators to start ramping down before this tragic event would happen. And on the other side of that, you know, you would say that the product would be suspect, because I was reading up this afternoon for this broadcast, and it seemed like for since at least 2008, if not 2006, they knew that their customer base was changing in terms of their acceptance and frustration with the transition from the senior Schuler to his children. And so those two things, it sounds like, from a marketing angle, are the contributors. A terrible plan transition of leadership coupled with a downward sliding economy. And marketing should be prepared for those. There should be game plans and action plans ready to counter those things. So I'd say from a marketing position, very poor.
Okay, let's talk about it in theological terms then. How much of this do you think is attributable to kind of the consequence of the cult of personality, Rod? That is, you build a ministry, and in this case, a church, around one man, Dr. Robert Schuller. And when he is no longer on active duty, there you go.
Absolutely, and couple that with what I've heard lots about in regards to this event, of the turmoil between his son Robert A. Schuller that took over in 2008, and then his resignation and subsequent leaving the ministry in 2009, and the reports were back in then early 2008. Everybody was predicting this would happen, the crumbling of the empire, because the two Schulers only said that there was a lack of agreement on a vision, that they did not have the same shared vision. And so, yes, absolutely. I think that ministry built on the charisma and the dynamics of one individual, and how do you replace that? I mean, so I see nowhere in the Bible where it talks about that's what the Lord builds his church upon.
If we can bring the two together, you mentioned the product that the Crystal Cathedral has been known for. I think it's fair to classify that as possibility thinking. That's kind of the term of art that Dr. Robert Schuller has used for many years. Positive thinking, probably another way of getting at it. How do we square that theology of possibility thinking with what's actually happened at the Crystal Cathedral, Rod?
And that could be a lot of it. From what I heard of his theology, it was more about self-esteem of the person and their thought pattern, rather than the absolute certain thought pattern of God as revealed in the Bible and in his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so that they placed all their emphasis on the individual, the self, thinking positively, rather than thinking positively and having all your esteem in Christ. And that's totally different. I think of this week's gospel, which I'm preparing to preach on, where two men are praying on top of a rooftop, Jesus says. One of them is very positive about himself. He says, "I thank you, God, that you've graced me with all these wonderful things." And he looks at the other man and says, "And I thank you for not making me like this poor slob. I'm esteemed in the society. I have great, high hopes of myself. I'm a pillar. Look at all I've done." And the other man would not even raise his vision to heaven, but just said, "Have mercy upon me, a sinner." And that sharp contrast, Jesus says, is this division that is within all humanity, that only one of those walked away with his sins forgiven, and that was the man who considered himself a sinner, who humbled himself, that did not think he had any esteem before a holy and sinless God, where the other one held up himself in high regard. And, our Lord even prefaces the telling of that story by said, "I'm going to tell you about an individual that believed he had justified himself. He made himself righteous." And I think that's a fair and sharp criticism of Dr. Schuller's whole theology. He would be of that Pharisaical school that holds everything up on what you have to do and you can do. And I mean, let's face it, Todd, I'm sure all your listeners know that the world thinks that's highly. We hear it pounded down us in so many media outlets that there's no limits for what man can do if he only sets his mind on it, if he has this not impossible, thinking attitude, but he has possibility, as Dr. Schuller would say.
With only about a minute here, Rod, it sounds like you're saying, in essence, that the Schuller Empire, Crystal Cathedral, at least in this case, may well be victim of its own product, its own press releases. It believed that things would always be great, and when things weren't, it was unprepared. Your thoughts with about a minute.
Yeah, and I just read a late-breaking statement from the current leader, his daughter, Sheila Schuler Coleman, who is still talking that positive way. She says, in 1977, countless persons predicted our plans to build a 2,800-seat all-glass church in earthquake-prone Southern California would never get off the ground, but we made history. We've always believed in a big God, and this is just one more chapter in the book that God is continuing to write, and we know that God's plans are good. We have no doubt this chapter will be good. So they're still hanging to that.
Pastor Rod Zwanitzer is our guest. When we come back, we'll have another question for him. A few more minutes on the Crystal Cathedral filing for bankruptcy on this Tuesday afternoon, October the 19th. Then we're going to be joined by Pastor Jeremy Rohde. We'll be talking about pastoral care to former evangelicals. He calls them injured souls. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can visit our Facebook fan page. Leave a question or a comment for our second hour guest, Pastor Paul McCain, as we continue Issues Etc. Reformation Week here on the program. We'll be talking about the means of grace, the presence of God among his people. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Facebook.com/issuesETC. Pastor Rod Zwanitzer is pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Dearborn, Michigan. He has a degree in marketing, spent 13 years as a marketing executive, and he's author of the book Testing the Claims of Church Growth. More on the bankruptcy of the Crystal Cathedral after this.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues Etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc., and you.
The word sin in our culture and in this age that we're living in carries an enormous amount of shame with it. And if I say to a person, "You're a sinner," I'm just heaping boatloads of shame upon you. Why can't I talk about sin without using that word? the word will turn them off. They'll run away.
That's Robert Schuller, an interview we had with him several years ago. Of course, a longtime pastor of the Crystal Cathedral, that church filing bankruptcy this week. We're talking about it with Pastor Rod Zwanitzer on Issues Etc. Now, you can read an article written by Pastor Zwanitzer titled, Is the Church a Business? At our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Rod, I guess the saying that comes to mind is, those who live by the sword die by it. Those who live by marketing in the church will likely die by it if they're not the best marketers they can possibly be. But is the church sustained by good marketing or something else?
Easily something else. Marketing is all oriented to the customer. The old saying goes, customer is king. Whatever the customer wants, the marketing company, be it a service or a product, has to supply it to stay in business, to stay successful, to remain a large megachurch. And so evidently some combination of that product and market and how it's gotten out to those potential customers is adrift. I was thinking, Todd, that we Lutheran Christians, we go to such ends to take away any of the temptation of the pastor to be the one who is running the show and who the people are infatuated with. I'm always telling my people that I don't want anyone, when the Lord takes me out of this place, to say that everything has gone down the drain because I left. Jesus Christ is the one who's doing it all, if he's doing any good through me. So we Lutheran pastors, we dress in vestments, white robes usually, to tell people that it's not about us or our personality. We are only servants of the word. We are only there to speak law and gospel on behalf of Jesus Christ. And, you know, that clip you had from your interview with Robert Schuller, is evidence of that. When you change that into a marketing scene to, say things to the people that will only make them happy, in our epistle from last weekend, 2 Timothy 4, Paul proclaimed to the young pastor Timothy that there would come times when people would not endure teaching from faithful servants of the word, but would find for themselves teachers, pastors, who would say what they want to hear, who would tickle their ears, who would only tell them the things they like. And as we heard from Dr. Schuller's own mouth, a lot of people don't, a natural man does not like to hear that he's sinful and spiritually dead and blind and an enemy of God before being converted by the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that marketing approach certainly can and does bring in lots of people, but we have to strongly suspect and proclaim it to the high heavens that that's not what God uses to convert people. He uses servants of the word who speak that law and gospel that they are sinners, clearly, and that Jesus came to die for that sin. And we're not ashamed or embarrassed or afraid of that. And, you know, when he says we should be ashamed of that, we're not ashamed to say we're poor, miserable sinners for whom Jesus bled, suffered, and rose again to forgive us our sins. That's the whole good news, and to be ashamed of that and to shy away from it, how terrible is that? And so if this is the Lord showing us the end of this man's attempts, so be it.
Finally then, Rod, what's the lesson to be learned from the bankruptcy filing at the Crystal Cathedral?
Well, I don't think we can rejoice over it, but I think it's a clear lesson for everyone that would want to attempt to promote yourself and say that you are the catalyst, even the Lord's blessed one who he has graced all this through. When it's you out there with your own name and your own thoughts. And I think certainly of telling sinners that, sin is not the problem, it's just their bad habits of thinking. I'm reminded of the great prophet Jeremiah, who did not have a crystal cathedral, he did not have much of a following, people didn't like him, but yet he was one of the Lord's great servants of the words, and he told the people, in chapter 23, don't listen to the words of these pastors who fill you with vain hopes, all this possibility thinking. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no disaster shall follow you. Well, this could be the reaping of what they sowed.
Pastor Rod Zwanitzer is pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Dearborn, Michigan. He has a degree in marketing and spent 13 years as a marketing executive. He's author of the book Testing the Claims of Church Growth. Rod, thank you very much for being our guest.
My pleasure.